stand with me this morning? With all heads bowed. Stand with me, church family. You say, well, Pastor, I already know Jesus as my Savior. I know Him as my Savior, but I'm not being the evangelist. I'm not being the witness that you call me to be. Would you raise your hand and say, Pastor Adam, I want to be that kind of Christian. I want to share the gospel with my family. I want to share the gospel on Facebook, on social media. I want to share the gospel with my lifestyle. Would you just raise your hand? You asking for prayer that God, I see your hand, sister. I see your hand, my brother. I see your hand, my brother. We thank God for them, Lord. Bless them as they share this good news. And that's what we need in our culture. We have so much bad news. With all this virus going on, and over 160,000 people have lost their lives and gone into eternity. Lord, many of us are dealing with institutional racism. All the hatred going on in our country. And the only one that can bring about resolution is the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Perhaps you're here this morning and you do not know Christ as your Savior, but you want Him to be Lord and Savior of your life. Would you just step forward? We can share with you in the Bible how you can know Christ as your Savior. Would you just come forward? You do not know Christ as your Savior, but you want Him to be your Savior. Would you come forward? Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Bless us now, for we ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Let all God's people say, amen. You may be seated in God's presence.
The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me.